Welcome to the Shine in Sales podcast, presented by Sales Women Training, India's first and only community inspiring women to succeed at selling. I'm Chitra Singh, your host and also the chief mentor and founder of Sales Women Training. In today's podcast episode, we are not going to discuss sales techniques or tips or tricks. We are here to discuss the mindset which is required for selling. Why is it that so many women hesitate to choose a career in sales? Why is it that even as entrepreneurs or small business owners, we as women hesitate to go out there and sell, to promote ourselves, to promote our brand, and to promote our companies? There are many reasons and many myths and misconceptions associated with selling. But in my mind, there are four which play a very major role in influencing our mindset for sales. The first misconception about selling is that sales is a very tough profession. It has a lot of pressure. There are targets, and every single day, your boss is going to hold a gun to your head and ask you how many deals you've closed the previous day. Well, it is a fact that sales is a function which has targets, but there is no role without targets. For example, if you are an HR professional in a talent acquisition role, I'm sure that your manager will give you targets to recruit a certain number of employees in the coming month. Or if you're a project team member working on a project, your project manager will surely have project deadlines and budgets within which the project goals have to be delivered. If you are unable to deliver the project goals within the required deadlines or within the budget, certainly there will be pressure on you to perform more efficiently. To put it simply, there is no role or function without a goal or a target, and no business can run without goals or targets. The second misconception associated with selling is that it is a profession which requires you to be pushy, manipulative, to force the client to buy products or services which they don't require. Well, you and I both know that the client sitting in front of you is nobody's fool. They can certainly distinguish between a genuine, honest sales conversation and a dishonest one. So you go out there and sell. Be your real, authentic self. Sell convincingly, honestly, with confidence, and the customer will certainly buy from you. Just because there is one rotten orange in the basket doesn't mean that the entire basket is rotten. There are good and bad people everywhere, and there is black and white in the world. It depends on you which side you want to choose, and you can always choose the side of ethical selling. The third misconception associated with sales is that it's not really a profession meant for women. And this is not so much to do with the voices and the chatter around you as much as it is to do with the voice inside you. That voice, which is your inner critic, which keeps telling you, no, you can't go out there and sell. You're not confident. You're not an extrovert. You don't even like to talk. So how can you go out there and sell? These are our own inherent biases, and these are our own barriers which are holding us back from selling. We all know that women have certain qualities which makes them excel at selling. They're collaborative, they are good listeners, they are solution seekers, they are empathetic, they intuitively have an understanding of the customer needs, and all these go a long way in making them excellent sales professionals. If we choose, we can get over our limiting barriers to become confident sales professionals. And the last misconception regarding sales is not so much to do with sales, but more to do with the mindset regarding sales as a profession. Many entrepreneurs, business owners, and even senior corporate leaders think that if they have a great product or service, it will sell itself. You have a great marketing budget, spend on social media, on optimizing a website, on Google Ads, and you will get many, many quality leads. It is true that these are great lead sources, but it is also true that you require someone to convert these leads into paying customers. And who better than the sales team to convert these prospects into paying customers? Ultimately, sales is the lifeblood of every business, and no business can exist without customers, and customers cannot come in without sales. Need I say more? Added to this, the perks of a career in sales are being able to travel, meet new people, the ability to earn equal, if not more, than your salary in incentives or commission, the visibility of being in sales, and the opportunity to accelerate your progress towards leadership roles if you are a great sales performer. I'm sure you now understand that sales is not merely a profession or a job. It is an opportunity to add value, to make a difference, to change the customer's life. Sales is an opportunity to change the world, one customer at a time. The choice is yours. What is the mindset with which you want to approach sales? Do you want to move from selling with fear to selling with confidence? From selling without conviction to inspired selling? From pushing the customer to buy to inspiring the customer to make a decision? I hope this podcast helps you to sell better and to sell more, to sell with confidence and with conviction. Happy selling! Thank you for listening to the Shine in Sales podcast presented by Sales Womentoring. If you liked this episode, do listen to our upcoming episodes where we will interview inspiring sales leaders who will share their tips and strategies for success in sales. Happy selling!